Issues, Etc., regular guest Pastor Stephen Parks on why your congregation should join the Issues, Etc. 300.
If I could, I'd just like to challenge any Lutheran pastors that are listening to consider becoming one of the congregations that supports Issues, Etc. My own congregation is a very small church, and I know it can be difficult to try and budget $1,000 a year to become one of the Issues, Etc. 300. But if you're being blessed by this, as I know you are, and if your congregation is being blessed by this, as I know that it is, I submit to bring it to the congregation to prayerfully consider supporting the outreach of Issues, Etc., not only here in the United States, but also around the world. Thank you so much for what you do.
Please consider adding the worldwide outreach of Issues, Etc. to your congregation's mission or advertising budget. Simply go to the support page of our website, issuesetc.org. We're looking for 300 congregations to donate $1,000 to Issues, Etc. The Issues, Etc. 300.
The Church of the Lord Jesus Christ got to stand in the highest court in the world and say the soldiers are dying for your sins, and you committed to the proposition that Americans can say that and not be penalized. The mere fact that you take offense at words or call yourself having your feelings hurt over words is not enough to shut up the speech.
That's Margie Phelps. She's daughter of Fred Phelps, now famous, infamous, we should say. He's pastor of Westboro Baptist Church in Kansas. Members of this congregation and of his family travel around the United States for the last several years, very vocally protesting at the funerals of fallen soldiers, holding signs that say, "Thank God for dead soldiers." Their theory is, the impetus for these protests is that the deaths of these soldiers are deserved because America countenances homosexuality. We're being punished. God is punishing the soldiers, the families, and the entire country. Now, is this free speech protected under the freedom of religion? I want your answer to that question. It's audio open lines for the first half hour of the program. Greetings and welcome. This is Issues, Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We'll begin by talking about these protests at soldiers' funerals, hearing a little bit from CBS on the story as the Supreme Court hears arguments today. The arguments made by Albert Schneider of York, Pennsylvania, his son, one of the slain soldiers. The Phelps family protested at his son's funeral. He sued, and in a lower court was awarded a $5 million verdict against the church for intentional emotional distress. That was overturned, and now the Supreme Court is hearing about it. But I want to hear from you. Is this free speech protected by the freedom of religion? A little bit later in the program, Terry Mattingly will join us from Scripps Howard News Service to talk about media coverage of the new Pew Forum survey on religious knowledge of Americans. We are coming to you live this Wednesday afternoon, the 6th of October. Our call-in number, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Our Facebook fan page, where you can leave questions or comments for audio open lines, facebook.com/issuesetc. Send us a tweet at issuesetc or an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. Now, as we listen to this story about the court case, I want to hear from you. Is this freedom of speech and freedom of religion? Talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc. Our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. And our phone number, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Here's the story from CBS.
Ever since he was little, Matthew Snyder wanted to be a Marine.
He had a drive to help people, I think.
In January 2006, he was deployed to Iraq. Just 5 weeks later, his father's doorbell rang.
It was two Marines. And before I even opened the door, I knew what they were there for.
Matthew Snyder was dead. The Reverend Fred Phelps and his Westboro Baptist Church took notice.
God hates America.
Phelps and his followers believe God punishes America for tolerating homosexuals. They repeatedly picket soldiers' funerals, carrying signs like, "Thank God for dead soldiers." The group was on a public sidewalk in front of the Snyders' church when he and his family arrived. But once inside, Snyder still could not get them out of his mind.
The worst thing that I fight now is the anger with the Phelps for taking away that last moment that Matt was here on the earth.
After the funeral, the church took its campaign to its website.
They went on the internet and put on the internet that my ex-wife and I had raised Matt for the devil.
Snyder had enough. He sued and eventually won $5 million in damages. But an appeals court threw out the verdict against the Phelps.
What gives you the right to protest in front of someone's funeral?
Do you understand what a public right-of-way is? What gives you the right to cover that funeral?
All right, we'll hear a little bit more of the story from CBS in just a moment. But in the meantime, I want to hear from you. Is this protected speech under the freedom of religion? The church is saying that not only do they have the right to protest as citizens, but as a church, this is about the free exercise of religion. Is it? What are your general thoughts here on your reaction to the Phelps family as they continue to protest at soldiers' funerals, saying that God loves dead soldiers? 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. It's audio open lines. We're coming to you live this Wednesday afternoon, October the 6th. Our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. Our Twitter address, @IssuesETC, and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC.
Do you understand what a public right-of-way is? What gives you the right to cover that funeral? What gives you the right to run a news story about it? I tell you, pick me. The First Stinking Amendment.
But for Al Snyder, the case is about Matthew.
Somebody said to me, $5 million, I'd bet you'd give it up to have Matt back. I would give it up just to say goodbye.
The Phelps have protested at hundreds of military funerals. Again, they're not targeting gay soldiers. They're targeting all soldiers. There's a small group here tonight. They're going to be back at the Supreme Court tomorrow, protesting again what they say is God's retribution for America's tolerance of homosexuals. Katie?
Jan, these protesters are not very sympathetic, to say the least, yet they've got a number of groups supporting their position.
That's right, Katie. The American Civil Liberties Union, a number of journalist organizations, the Reporters Committee for the Freedom of Press, a number of First Amendment scholars, they say the principle is simple. The government can't ban offensive or even hateful speech just because they don't like it. How do you draw that line? It's a very slippery slope, they say. Katie?
All right. Jan Crawford at the Supreme Court. Jan, thanks very much.
All right, that's the story from CBS. Now I want to hear from you. It's audio open lines for the, about 20 minutes of the program. All for you, all for your answer to the question, is this protected speech under the freedom of religion? Does this have anything to do with the free exercise of religion? 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Our in-studio email address, talkback@IssuesETC.org. Let's go first to Kirkwood, Missouri, where Andy is on the line. Andy, thanks for waiting.
Hello, Todd. There are a lot of things these days that are passing as free speech. One would be unlimited political contributions given anonymously. That's free speech, we're told. Another would be the right to say anything about somebody, regardless of whether it's true or not. We see that every day in political campaigns, and here in Missouri, it's gotten to be a real pain in the neck. So let's leave free speech and look at the way things are restricted at times. For example, when President Bush came to town, back during his administration, there were some fellows from the high school that were walking through Kirkwood Park. And because they wanted to protect the president, one of these fellows was actually taken into custody for taking the way home, I suppose, that he normally would take. Access to the president was limited. Now, let's say for a moment that I want to go to a rally where the president is involved and I want to protest the president's presence and what he stands for and what he said. do I have the right to do that? Well, they generally said that only certain people can come into these rallies. Now, my freedom of speech is being restricted. If they can do that with a political rally, and I am convinced that free speech is primarily a political right in this country, then why can't they say you cannot protest within 500 feet of a funeral? These are just some thoughts. I'd like to hear what you have to say.
Well, Andy, thank you very much. Thanks for listening. Kirkwood, my thoughts exactly. Look, you can say whatever you want to, but we can regulate where you say it and how you say it. What if somebody said, I have free speech rights, but I want to take my 400-watt sound system into the middle of my neighborhood and voice my opinions at the highest possible volume I could achieve? The police would come and say you're disturbing the peace. But I have a right to say what I want to say. Right. But not the way you're saying it. Not to amplify it. There's all sorts of regulations on speech. And one of them is location. If you want to protest something outside, say, the White House, you got to keep outside the perimeter. They don't let you walk into the president's residence and voice your protest there. So there are ways to regulate this, aren't there? Heather in Escondido, California says, I think it's protected speech under the First Amendment, but that doesn't mean it's not hateful and disgusting. What about the rest of you? I want to hear from you. 1-877-623-MYIE. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Are the protests at soldiers' funerals protected speech under the freedom of religion? That's my question for you. Ross in Minnesota says, set aside the fact that this group is doing immeasurable damage to the defense of marriage movement. Freedom of speech is one thing, but this may be bordering on harassment. They are allowed to be wrong and hateful, but the way that they are targeting individuals without cause seems criminal. Do you agree or disagree? And Ross, thanks for listening in Minnesota. 1-877-623-MYIE. We're coming to you live this Wednesday afternoon, October the 6th, talking about the protests at soldiers' funerals, mostly the Phelps family. It's gone to the Supreme Court today, and we'll see what the court has to say. In the meantime, I want to hear what you have to say. 1-877-623-6943. Talkback at issuesetc.org and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. More of your comments, your questions, and audio open lines after this break. Do Lutherans just follow the teachings of Martin Luther? How is Lutheranism similar and different from historic churches like Roman Catholicism and Eastern Orthodoxy? The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for October is Lutheranism 101. You can browse before you buy at issuesetc.org, or you can purchase Lutheranism 101 by calling Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040. Is it possible to be evangelical and Catholic? Lutheranism 101.
Here are two new ways to stay connected to Issues Etc., Facebook and Twitter. You'll find photos of in-studio guests at facebook.com/issuesetc, and you'll find a list of upcoming topics and guests on Twitter at issuesetc. Social networking for the thinking Christian, facebook.com/issuesetc, and on Twitter at issuesetc. Connect with fellow Issues Etc. junkies today, facebook.com/issuesetc, and on Twitter at issuesetc.
We love our on-demand listeners. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Did you know that you can listen to Issues Etc. 24/7? Check out our website, issuesetc.org, and go to the Listen On Demand page. Listen at the gym, in your kitchen, in your garden, on your iPod, your computer, or in your car. The technology may be new, but the truth never changes. Issues Etc. On Demand audio, available for your convenience at issuesetc.org. 10 hours of new programming each week. issuesetc.org, and click Listen On Demand.
Does your circuit hold circuit convocations? One of the weak links in our current polity is the absence of this type of gathering for the laity and a lack of laity participation. The CLCC believes part of the problem is time, a lack of time to prepare good materials. The CLCC has begun a new program to repackage select seminar lessons into 1 to 2 hour presentations, great for circuit convocations. For more information, contact Carrie Anderson at theclcc.org, theclcc.org.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. The Supreme Court heard arguments today. The arguments made by the lawyers of Albert Schneider of York, Pennsylvania. His son, Lance Corporal Matthew Schneider, died in Iraq in 2006. At the funeral that was held here in the United States, the Phelps family showed up, as they have to hundreds of soldiers' funerals in the last several years. Typical signs, thank God for dead soldiers, God hates the USA. Fred Phelps, who's the leader of this group, a pastor at Westboro Baptist Church in Kansas, says that, well, this is God's retribution on America, and he's just there to tell people about it. So, what do you think? Is this free speech protected by the freedom of religion? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Our Facebook fan page is facebook.com/issuesETC, and our in-studio email address, live this Wednesday, October the 6th, talkback@issuesetc.org. Laura listens in Illinois. She says, unfortunately, they do have the right under the First Amendment to protest. They say that they are Christians, but God does not want us to hate our neighbor. We are to love our neighbor as ourselves. That does not seem to be what they are doing. Very sad indeed. And this is a I'm not saying this is an easy question. I'm saying this is a difficult question. This is a very difficult question, not only on the issue of freedom of speech, but on the issue of the free exercise of religion. I mean, some people might just say, hey, Fred Phelps might say, my religion is about love, but it's also about hating the right people. Stephen listens in England. He says, clearly it is protected speech, but that does not mean that such hateful and inflammatory rhetoric ought to be not to be regulated. I would think that it wouldn't be unreasonable to limit the distance between Reverend Phelps and the grieving family to, say, 50 yards, and to prevent him from using artificial amplification. Similar rules are used to govern how protests are conducted at abortion clinics, and that is quite true. There have been regulation or restriction of this freedom of speech. You can protest, you can carry your signs, you can say what you want, but you may not be able to do it right in front of the facility. You may not be able to do it within a certain perimeter. What do the rest of you think? 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org, facebook.com at issuesetc. I want to examine just for a second Fred Phelps. He says this is God's retribution against America. He's not the only one who thinks that military defeat, or whatever you want to call it, is God's retribution against America. But I got to ask, I would love to ask him, so all the people who died, say, in Vietnam, in World War I, in World War II, the other wars that we have fought, what was that retribution for? Because our country was not at the time, at least culturally, countenancing homosexuality. Why are these dead soldiers, especially, how can he say firmly, thus saith the Lord, that these dead soldiers are God's retribution against our tolerance of homosexuality? I think it's a question that he needs to be answering. There are a lot of dead soldiers. I live across the river from one of the largest military cemeteries in the United States, Jefferson Barracks. You go up there, there are a lot of tombstones, acres and acres and acres of tombstones. What are they retribution for? If he's got his thus saith the Lord on America's tolerance of homosexuality, I wonder if he's got one on that. 1-877-623-6943. Brett in Lubbock, Texas says, though their speech and actions are deplorable, it is protected under the First Amendment. If it is not, then Pandora's box is opened and any speech can be curbed. If it is not, then lovingly calling sin, sin will be regulated as the doctrine of tolerance of the general popularity of culture will not tolerate it. I had similar thoughts. You know, someone might argue, what's the difference between Fred Phelps outside a church and a pastor inside a church? Fred Phelps calls homosexuality a sin outside a church during a soldier's funeral. And I know very few people who would not consider that in the absolute worst taste possible. Or Richard Land says it is just beyond imagination how deplorable this is. And yet I, as a Christian pastor, if I stand in the pulpit, I am bound by the word of God to say that homosexuality is a sin. I will not say that dead soldiers are retribution from God for that, because I have no thus saith the Lord. But someone might say if you regulate one person expressing this in one context, you'd have to regulate every person expressing it in any context. What do you think? 1-877-623-MYIE. Tim in California says people should be free to say whatever they want outside the whole yelling fire in a crowded building, but there are some things that you should be free to say and not be surprised if someone punches you in the nose. Well, I imagine a lot of us have that same guttural reaction. Larry says, if the only protected speech is speech approved of by me or someone else for that matter, then we don't really have freedom of speech. And I would say, yes, you're right, Larry, but no freedom is absolute. Even the Supreme Court has recognized that. No freedom is completely and utterly absolute. Bob in Vermont says, just because it is legal to do something doesn't mean that you should do it. It is completely disrespectful to the family of a man or a woman who gave their all for this country. I am at a loss to see how anyone who considers themselves a Christian could not find a way to protest without adding to the sorrow of a family in mourning. Thank you very much for listening in Vermont, Bob. Josh in St. Louis says, with all due respect, I think you're asking the wrong question. Why does Westboro Baptist Church say that they say and do what they do? It's not because they're a church. They're not. It's nothing more than a scam. Their objective is to provoke a response that gives them grounds to file a lawsuit to sue people for big bucks. Actually, it's been the other way around, Josh. They've been sued, and the lower courts have found a judgment against them to the tune of $5 million. That's what's on the line here in the Supreme Court's hearing today. Josh goes on, so Fred Phelps and company ask themselves, what is the most outlandish thing we could do to get someone to give us grounds to sue their pants off, and they come up with protesting dead American soldiers at the actual burials. Surely someone will take the bait and punch one of the church members. Then the WBC can sue the guy and keep their church going with the money that they make from the lawsuit. I hadn't heard anything about this. I think that's kind of speculation, Josh. I think Fred Phelps really, really believes he's heard from God. And I think Fred Phelps believes that this is somehow in the best interest of everyone. The rest of us look at it and say, how in the world could you think such a thing? Yes, homosexuality is a sin. The church needs to address it, and publicly, in the way that the church always does. That is by calling individuals to repent, as we call all sinners, including ourselves, to repent. And how someone could be so sincerely wrong and yet sincere? Yeah, it's difficult to understand. Here is the danger. Think about this for a moment. Here's the danger of saying, thus saith the Lord, when the Lord has not saith thus. Here is the danger of going beyond Scripture. Here is the danger of adding to, and that's essentially what Fred Phelps and his family are doing, adding to what God has said. Does God say that homosexuality is a sin? Yes, this is absolutely clear in Holy Scripture. And all Christians are bound to believe what God's Word teaches here. Whether they like it or not, they're bound to believe it and to teach it and to confess it. Does God say that sin ultimately meets with His wrath and His punishment? Yes, He does. The minute someone goes beyond Scripture and says, as Fred Phelps does, God hates sin, and here's the punishment, dead soldiers on the battlefield in Iraq or Afghanistan, the minute he goes beyond Scripture, guess what he leaves behind completely in the dust? The cross of Jesus Christ. Where has sin been punished? Where has God meted out retribution against that sin, this sin, my sin, your sin? On his son at the cross. And whether Fred Phelps knows this or not, he is implicitly denying the cross of Christ as God's ultimate retribution against sin, the punishment of Christ for all mankind, and the redemption that we have as sinners for it. What should he be preaching? Repentance for the sin of homosexuality, for the sin of, his own sin, and my sin and your sin. We don't go beyond God's word. God's word keeps us where God's word is clear and unequivocal. And the church is bound to believe what it says, to teach it, and to confess it. And guess what? When we actually do this, we are doing the greatest good for those who hear us, whether they like what they hear or not. It does not take stunts like protesting at soldiers' funerals, terrible, misguided, ill-conceived stunts, to preach the message of God's word, law and gospel, clearly and purely. Here's the other thing. You know, if these soldiers have died because of the sins of the American culture or America in general, that's a death that in the end atones for nothing. This is a God just sacrificing soldiers hither and yon. It's completely out of step with the God that is revealed in Holy Scripture by Jesus Christ, who does not simply sacrifice sinners hither and yon as kind of the whim of his retribution. No, he punishes sin, as the Bible says, once and for all in one man, the mediator, Jesus Christ. So the church can preach repentance and the forgiveness of sins in Christ's name. The problem with Fred Phelps and his theology is he doesn't need the cross to preach what he preaches. So it's hardly Christian preaching, is it? We'll be back. We'll talk with Terry Mattingly of Scripps Howard News Service about media coverage of the Pew Forum on Religious Knowledge of Americans. If you're a talk radio junkie like me, you might assume that the programming is free. Commercial advertisers pay for the production costs and staff salaries. Well, that's true for most radio talk shows, but not for Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is listener-supported. We rely on you to pay for the production, salary, and airtime costs for this worldwide outreach. Hi, this is Todd Wilkin, asking you to consider making a tax-deductible gift to Issues Etc. today. You can donate online, issuesetc.org, or you can donate by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio. The address? LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Remember, unlike other talk radio shows, Issues Etc. needs your financial support. We depend on you for the continuation and expansion of Issues Etc. Thanks for your consideration.
Smartest listeners in radio, you're listening to Issues Etc.
A bill to be stopped.
This is a special commentary from the Susan B. Anthony List, named for the suffragette who was proudly pro-life.
Under current law, hospitals on American military bases can perform abortions only in instances where the mother's life is in danger or in the case of rape or incest. But for Senator Roland Burris of Illinois, who occupies the Senate seat previously held by Barack Obama, this is not good enough. Senator Burris proposed legislation to provide taxpayer-funded elective abortions at military hospitals. His amendment was passed by the Senate Armed Services Committee and is now part of a bill which will be voted on in November. If it passes, many unborn children will be aborted at taxpayer expense.
This is Marjorie Dannenfelser, president of the Susan B. Anthony List. To join us in our battle for life, visit our website at sba-list.org.